You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The Auburn basketball team is 20-6 with 5 games remaining. Let's talk about it on this edition of the Up Tempo Podcast.
You are now listening to the War Report Podcast Network.
Let's go. Auburn family, Up Tempo gang. What is up, everybody? I'm your host, Justin Smith, joined as always by my guy, Blake Lane. And today, baby, we are talking a little basketball. Blake took a tough L versus Kentucky, man, but the boys got a week off to rest. How are you doing today, brother?
I'm doing well. I'm ready to get back after it. I'm headed down to Jacksonville, Florida, to watch a little Auburn baseball. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Trying to kick this cough still, brother. It's still lingering in me. So, you know, like we were talking about, it's 31 day and 70 the next. But, you know, I look at that Kentucky game, Dustin, and losing J. Will was a big thing to me. And I think that's a major loss for this basketball team. And going on the road to Georgia, where we've struggled in previous years, we've had nail biters, we've lost. I'm scared. I'm not even going to sit here and lie to you. Because there's question marks, you know, without J. Will, what do you do in the lineup? I see people saying you move Simo to the four, but I don't know if I agree with that. Does Cardwell have to come in, or, you know, what does Bruce do with the lineup changes? Does CBM come in and does he play the three and Simo go to the four and, you know, Lior just play extra minutes? I don't know, man. There's question marks. So, and at point guard, Aiden kind of at the point where, you know, what do you do with him? Do you put him at the two and let Denver run the one, or what are we doing here, Dustin? So we're kind of in lingo of, yeah, Kentucky loss. It hurt, but it hurt even more losing J. Will. Because he's that superstar. Him and Jonai were really starting to, you know, get their groove on, and they were starting to gel. And so I'm looking at this one, and I'm kind of nervous. I'm not going to sit here and lie, brother.
Yeah, I hear you. It's when I think about – I mean, the good thing is, first off, is that we thought Jalen was donezo, right? We thought he was going to be done for the year. We are supposed to be getting him back. We just don't know exactly when yet. And that's kind of the thing, is that I think back to last year when Simo got hurt, and he was playing pretty well, probably playing the best basketball of his career, actually. And then he got hurt and he came back and he was never really able to find his groove. So if Jalen's out for a couple, let's say Jalen doesn't play the rest of the regular season.
Yep.
And then it's okay, he's coming back for the SEC tournament. That's not just okay, you're getting back Jalen Williams at his best. It's probably going to take him a couple of games. This really does put us in a tough spot. So yes, you see right here, we got it on the screen. And if you're listening on audio, Auburn's 20-6 on the year, 9-4 in the SEC. That's good enough for fourth in the SEC right now. So still getting that first round bye, you know, got to maintain that. 13-1 at home, took our first home loss of the year there to Kentucky. 3-4 on the road, which is actually kind of on par with the rest of the country, believe it or not. Yeah. And then neutral, 4-1, which is what they really play the games in March. And right now, Joe Lunardi, who is usually pretty damn accurate, Blake, he's got us projected as a 4 seed. So I'll ask you this, Blake, before we kind of get in here and project the rest of the way. If I showed you all this at the beginning of the season, would you take it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Look, anytime you win 20 basketball games in a season, I'm going to be pleased. Now, at Auburn, the standard has been raised that, you know, we lose 6 games and everybody thinks the sky is falling. But I like that. I like that. That's the way it needs to be. It needs to be like that. You lose 4 conference games and people want to panic. I like that. And that's good because I want to get out of the era of, well, Tony Barbie was once our coach and we only used to win 12 games a year. You forgot where we come from. Okay. No, I didn't forget where we come from. We just elevated our program and we don't want to go back to those days. So yeah, when we lose, I might say a couple things and I might be a little heated and, you know, lash out or whatever. But if you tell me that we're 20-6, 9-4 in the SEC, especially after last year, and we even made the tournament last year, and we won a game in the tournament? Come on, Dustin. Come on. I'm taking it all day. Joe Nye's been playing the way that he's been playing. Shoot. I'm with it. Only thing I wish is I wish Aiden would step up a little bit. I really want to see one get his game going.
Yeah, and a couple of these losses, man, if they were wins, would really make the season look different. And I know that there's probably a lot of basketball teams across the country that can say that, but that win versus Baylor make you look a lot different. If you were able to close out that game versus App State or versus Alabama, you know, it makes it look a lot different. So, you know, this overall, I think it's just been a really good year. And I think that the most important thing is I think that Bruce is getting the most out of the talent that there is to get. Now we're going to see, he's going to have to do another, you know, he's about to get tested again. He's got to come up with some pretty creative ways to fill in for, arguably, I mean, it's down to him or Broom that's been our best and most consistent players all year. I say Broom's probably a little bit more consistent, but whenever Jalen has that pop, you know, our girl Devin, shout out to Devin, she always likes to say, offensively, it just seems like a lot of nights this team's going to go as Jalen's going to go. And it does seem to be that way. You get good Jalen, it seems like everybody else is putting the ball in the basket. So this is going to be very interesting to see how it goes. But to answer my own question, yeah, this is about on par with where I thought we would be. And I think, honestly, man, looking at the offensive numbers, we're better overall than I thought we were going to be offensively. I know what Bruce Pearl is going to be defensively. I knew that, like, bringing in Denver Jones, a bigger guard, going to kind of shore us up some perimeter defense issues that we've had with smaller guards over the last couple of years. Know what Broom and Jay Will are going to do down low, that kind of deal. And then just again, like, Bruce Pearl could put me and you out there, Blake. And we play at least okay defense. He'd find out the couple things we are good at. He'd scheme up something. He's just that guy. So these last 5 games, it's gonna be fun to see. And looking at them, Blake, we've got let me get this banner off the screen here. You have got Georgia this Saturday, right? And we haven't played Georgia yet. We got Georgia 2 times in this last 5. We got Georgia coming up here, and then we get Georgia at home for the final game of the season. But you got Georgia, and then you're going to Tennessee. So you're at Georgia, then you're at Tennessee, then you got Mississippi State coming back at home, then you're going to Missouri, and then you finish out with Georgia at home. So 3 games on the road, tough road games too. Georgia's an improved basketball team. You knew they would be with the new head coach they hired there. And then Tennessee, you know what it is. You know what it's going to be like going to Tennessee, an emotional game for Bruce Pearl. It's always going to be, and they're one of the better teams in the SEC. One that we could kind of solidify ourselves you know, that's going to be a big one for us staying in that top four, Blake. Going to Missouri, a game we should win, but you at least got to show up on the road, I would say. And then Georgia back at home, I do like that one. I think that's a nice game to kind of to close it out. Blake, I'm going to put you on the spot here, man. In these five games, give me your record. How does Auburn finish?
I think Auburn finishes 3-2. I think Auburn finishes 3-2. I think you win a nail-biter Saturday at Georgia. I think you win a nail-biter. I'm nervous. But I think you get it done. Georgia is immune to blowing leads in the second half at home. They've blown like five. All right. They were beating the piss out of Tennessee and just blew it. All right. I think they were beating the piss out of who was it? It was
the problem. They all bleed together. I had a conversation with somebody the other day about Georgia basketball blowing leads at home, and we were trying to do the same thing. And we're like, it was like three or four that bleed together. That's the problem.
I think it was South Carolina. They were beating the piss out of South Carolina and blew it or somebody like that. But then I look at Tennessee, obviously without Jalen Williams. That would have been tough with Jalen. You know, that's a tough place to play. And Rick Barnes and, you know, the Dalton Connect kid and all that, absolute stud, great team. Mississippi State at Auburn, going to be tough without Jalen Williams. That was supposed to be a get-back game. I think you lose at Tennessee, you lose to Mississippi State at home, you win at Missouri, and you beat Georgia at home. And the reason I have us losing, before everybody freaks out, the reason I have us losing to Mississippi State at home is because more than likely we're going to be without Jay Will. And we got blasted on the boards in Starkville. I mean, we got humiliated. So if you take Jay Will out of that, I just think it's a bad recipe. I think it's a bad recipe for Auburn. I don't like us in that game. I don't. I think even though Mississippi State doesn't shoot it well, they're playing pretty dang good basketball right now. And I like us going 3-2. Look, you finish 23-8. I think that's a hell of a year, Dustin. I think a hell of a year.
At the most, worst case scenario in that, you fall to the sixth seed. I think you would probably land at the fifth seed if you did that. And then you tell me that at the beginning of the season. I'll take it. I think I'm going to go with you on – I'm going to go with you 3-2 as well. If we had Jalen, then I would say you lose either at Georgia, at Tennessee, and you finish off strong. I think that it's either going to be Mississippi State or one – I got Tennessee as a loss. And then I think it's either going to be Mississippi State, like you said, or one of the Georgia games. It very well could be these next two games. I think we could very well lose at Georgia here. And I think that's going to help us out right here. And this coming up game at Georgia is the rest. And I think that if we were coming off of a situation where we had played Saturday and then we were going to Georgia Tuesday night trying to figure out what we're going to do without Jalen, then I would say, okay, this is an L. But I do think that Bruce has had enough time to watch Georgia, get some tape on them, and come up with something for at least this game. He's had all week to prepare for what he's going to do without Jalen in this game. So ultimately, I think that we're going to pull the dub out here because, dude, like, That game with Florida was an eye-opener to me. I was like, man, they just got bounced. They just beat us to every loose ball. They beat us just all around. And they just had the fresh legs. They just had the bounce. I think that is going to help us out and lead to a win. And I think that this Auburn team, they got a little attitude, man. Like, those boys got attitude. They got pride. I think after taking a beat down at home and then having this whole week, I think they're going to come out with a message that they want to kind of send versus Georgia here. But however it falls, I agree with you. I think it's going to be 3-2. And like I said, if it was with Jalen, it'd be 4-1. But I'll take 23-8 and then that fifth seed range. And that'll kind of – it'll be interesting to see how the SEC falls out. 3-2 might drop us out of that top four. We'll kind of see how that goes. So then it becomes about how we perform in that SEC tournament. The next question I want to ask you, Blake, is – now with Jalen out, who is the guy that's got to step up? Give me somebody that's got to step up and make something happen.
Call me crazy, but I think Leora Berman, you got to step up, dog. You got to step up. If you want to get on the court, which you're going to get on the court now more than you were, I think you got to step up. Obviously, look, we know Simo. We know he's got to step up. We know CBM's got to step up. But I'm going Lior, just because when you get in the game, dog, you got to knock down shots. You can't be getting, you know, you got to play tough D, all right? Which I think he's done better this year. I think he's improved his game a little bit. There's some times where I don't think he needs to be in the game, but, you know, yeah, certain times down the stretch, I don't think he needs to be in the game. But overall, I'm just saying that he has, I think he's gotten better, all right? But I think he's going to get more minutes, and I think he's got to step up, Dustin. I think he's got to make some threes, play better defense, rebound. That is one thing that I've been really impressed with, is I do feel like when he is in the game, he fights for rebounds. He gets in there and gets dirty, and he plays pretty physical, man. So I'm going off the radar here with Lior.
I like that pick. That's interesting. I'm gonna say CBM with an honorable mention to KD Johnson, because with KD, the guards just got to pick it up in general, or we're gonna be one and done. You know, win a game at the most type thing. You're gonna be out of the first weekend if the guards don't pick it up. We've seen that the last couple of years with Auburn basketball. So with KD, yeah, man, with Aiden struggling, we sure could use some efficient play off the bench offensively from KD. But I'm going to go CBM just because, and it's not like saying, okay, you got to, you know, you haven't been playing good, you got to step it up. It's that he's been, I would say, like, dialed back a notch because he's been that team player. Because, and everyone's been dialed back a notch because we're playing 10, 11 guys and, you know, everyone's been sharing the ball. That's fine. There's a dog in there in CBM, and he needs to grab that ball and take it over. There's going to be some close games here down the stretch where I want CBM to say, give me the ball and get out the way. I think there's another level for him there. And I think that he right now is a perfect time for him to step up and kind of find it. And that's not just in production. I think the production needs to go up a little bit. We got to find those points somewhere else, but a lot of that is in leadership and attitude and kind of like, all right, man, there's no J-Will out here. We need a bucket. I'm that guy. I think that he is the person that mentally is the most equipped to do that. He's the guy that I'm going to be looking at to do that. But man, if KD Johnson could come out and start giving us 8 points and those 8 points be efficient, 3 of 5, 3 of 6, that kind of deal, and mm-hmm. then bring the defense that he does, that would help us out tremendously. But it does got to be a group effort, man. Everybody's got to step up and play a little bit.
Yeah, and a guy that I've called out twice on this episode, Aiden Holloway. I think the deeper and deeper that we get into this season, dog, we got to have you. Like, you got to shoot it at a higher rate. And I don't know if that's moving you off the ball. I just don't know, because you're getting open looks. The confidence just isn't there. So he's almost to the point, in my opinion, Dustin, where he's almost unplayable.
Yes.
I got to see more from one, and that's not me. You know, I don't want to down him or, you know, say, hey, I'm sick of you at Auburn or anything like that. I'm just saying I need you to step up your play, especially with J-Will out. I need to see this team get better, and you're one of the guys that can make this team better. Your passing, phenomenal. All right. I think he's played better than what I thought he would on defense this year. I mean, he's gotten bullied sometimes, but it's been better than what I expected. I just think his shooting and the confidence, even at the free throw line, Dustin, you can tell it at the free throw line. He's just inside his head. I think he's got to let loose, kind of like Trey did at the end of last year, and just start shooting the basketball. Just play free.
Yeah, absolutely. He needs to have a big game, man. He needs to have a game where he really goes off, and I think that it's kind of like a hockey player, man, where they haven't scored in 10, 15, you know, or baseball where a guy's over 16, over 17, he's in a slump, and then he hits that home run. He has a big day where he's 3 for 5 and drives in some runs. Aiden needs to have a whole day where he just goes off, you know, 55, 60% from the field, double-digit points, and I think that would be really good for his confidence. Blake, before we get out of here, do you got anything, brother?
I just wanted to say support this baseball team this weekend down in Jacksonville. I know it's tough to watch the games because of the streaming services for college baseball and everything, But I will be down there covering everything. I will be bringing live, you know, coverage. I'll be tweeting out. So if you don't follow me on Twitter, get over there, do it. We'll be making some short clips and everything like that. We'll be getting after it, man. All the content from Auburn baseball coming to you this weekend.
Yes, sir. So follow Blake. He will be down there, man, covering everything. And like Blake said, it's going to be a goofy situation streaming this week. So if you want to, you might have to do the listen to Andy and the boys over there. Go to the Auburn Tigers broadcast and listen to the radio call there. But big weekend for this baseball team. Got a ranked team Friday, and they got a ranked team Sunday in Virginia. And if you're like me, you're still kind of pissed off about a double dribble back in the day, and it really doesn't matter to you what sport it is. You just want to drill Virginia. So should be a fun weekend, man. Follow Blake for all that. Hit that thumbs up button if you have not. Subscribe to the channel if you have not. We love each and every one of you. We will see you Tuesday night at the live show. War damn Eagle, man. We're out of here.
War damn, baby.